Not a problem in your case, is it? It came out before he could think. Kelly spent a hot, violent 20 minutes making him wish it hadn't. The 19 starships under Terence Smith's command assembled 1,000 kilometers beyond Tranquility's spaceport. The Gemmell, with 5,000 general troops, 3 cargo clippers carrying their equipment and supplies, and 15 combat-capable ships, 6 of which were Black Hawks. Tranquility watched their drives come on, and the flotilla moved in towards Machusco at 1G. The Adamist starships employed a single-file formation, with Gemmell leading, which the Black Hawks encircled insolently. Strategic defense sensor platforms detected a vast amount of encrypted data traffic being exchanged between the ships as communication channels were tested and combat tactics exchanged. They curved around the gas giant heading towards its penumbra. Their drive exhausts shortened and vanished while they were still 184,000 kilometers above the unruly cloudscape, coasting towards the jump coordinate. Tranquility saw the faint blue flickers of iron jets perfecting their orbital tracks, then the thermodump panels and sensor clusters began to withdraw. The Black Hawks rushed away from the main convoy, freed of the constraints imposed by their Adamist partners, expanding in a perfectly spaced rosette. Then the Bitex starships performed their swallow maneuver, jumping on ahead to scout for any possible trouble. Space reverberated with the gravity wave backwash of their wormhole interstices, snapping shut behind them, impinging on the habitat's sensitive mass detection organs. Gemmell jumped. Tranquility noted its spatial location and velocity vector. The trajectory was aligned exactly on Lalonde. One by one, the remaining starships fell into the same jump coordinate and triggered their energy patterning nodes, squeezing themselves out of space-time.